Well, hello, guys. Well, as you know, the modern femon in the Western and European worlds is quite delusional. They believe they're so damn valuable. And they are using all the things they can to hold males to ransom or blackmail. And it's all just to get money. It used to be they were looking for somebody to share their life with and have consensual sex with them and enjoy it. But that's gone out the window now. It's all down to money. I mean, are the OnlyFans femons looking for love? No. I guess you guys know what this is on the thumbnail, don't you? I mean, I'm wearing one now. But my one has a kind of a butt plug in it as well. But there's a news item which I don't believe at all. But apparently this Hungarian femon, who's 18 years of age, sold her virginity on eBay. Apparently for £200,000. You see what I mean about femons thinking they're more valuable than they are? I mean, is she a real virgin or a born-again virgin? You see, femons are professional scammers. Now, as a young man, I went with a lot of virgins. Well, they weren't. But the femons said they were. You know, lies and deceit. And of course it helps that they don't have any morals either. But apparently this femon's family is in debt. So this femon's willing to sell her soul and herself to the highest bidder. Well, I'm sorry, but there's nothing new about that. Of course, many, many years ago, and even today probably in some countries, virginity is what males expect from their first wife. I mean, really, nobody wants to buy a second-hand car if they can buy a new one. But that's the operative word here, buy. Oh, I know some of you young guys think that femons are feelings and emotions and love and caring. Well, that was always a facade. It was always about money. That's why when a femon breaks up with a relationship, a long-term relationship, she doesn't waste much time getting another one. Because femons don't really have any real deep feelings for anybody but themselves. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys, but I don't believe it. And to be honest with you, this sort of belt I've got on at the moment is chafing a little bit. Well, it is real leather, you know. Well, apart from the butt plug, which is rubber. Anyway, so I guess femons are like vehicles. You buy it new from the factory. Costs you a lot of money. You sell it 2 months later. And you lose a lot of money on it. Of course, if that's the way the modern femon want to play it, then every time they get poked, the value should go down. Which means a lot of modern femons are in the minus. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.